You're listening to Afternoons with Ryan Price on CFAX 1070.
Josh Hilden sitting in for Ryan Price in your drive home today. Well, an issue that's been going on around the region recently has to do with rats, and in particular, the method by which folks choose to rid their property of rats. There are many means, and you're probably well aware of them, right? There's the glue traps, regular old traps, but then some people use poisons. Well, there's an issue coming out of this recently, and it has to do with owls. Owls will find a rat, eat the thing, and unwittingly ingest these rodenticides, leading to the owl's demise. This isn't the first time this happened recently. There's been a couple of incidences in my immediate recollection of this happening in Saanich area, and one person who knows all about it is a Saanich resident named Deanna Pfeiffer. She's the director of the Friends of Kings Community Nature Space and also a member of the Vancouver Island chapter of Owl Watch BC. Deanna, thank you so much for joining us on the CFAX Afternoon Show today.
Hey, Josh. So happy to be able to share my information that I've gathered lately, and thank you very much.
Right, no problem. So let's take us back to the beginning. It's been a couple years now since you first came across an owl that had died from rat poison.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to give you a little bit of background on this. We were fortunate to find the owl as the King's Community Nature Space is well attended, and it provides one of the many reasons why urban green spaces are so important. We have the chance to educate, observe, protect, and at the same time bring our community together to rally together for things we feel strongly about and desire to make a very positive change. So we did find this owl, and after receiving the necropsy report from the government, this otherwise healthy and well-muscled owl was found dead. And this is where my learning began. I thought rat poison was warfarin. I had no idea what these compounds were. So I dug deep to learn more about what these commercial-grade compounds were and who sold them. So the necropsy report on the second owl showed three different types of commercial-grade poisons. So that's three separate compounds. Two of them are so super toxic. We're talking 1,000 times more toxic than warfarin. They're not to be used outdoors. How did they get into our owls? So, you know, I had to dig up information about these compounds. So going over material safety data sheets, while they're extremely toxic to fish, wildlife, and dead rodents are supposed to be security wrapped and disposed of at provincial sites. Well, that doesn't happen. Because you don't find the dead rats. They go off into their nest, or they die at Gloucester Creek, or they die in the field. So the other interesting thing about these toxins, they're incredible. They have a half-life of several months.
Really?
These are the things I was learning and getting more distressed about, because that half-life means is that even though the rat's dead, the active ingredients in these toxins stay active for months. So imagine, you know, the decomposing body. This is how these toxins enter the whole food chain and create a huge problem. So then I was looking around going, well, where did these particular compounds come from? I discovered 100 boxes, at least 100 boxes of poisons all around the King's Community Nature Space, you know, around the perimeter. And bromodiolone is one of those compounds, and it was in every one of those boxes. These poisons, the second-generation rodenticides, were never meant to be laid down in boxes and used over years as a preventative measure. They were only intended as a last resort, and this is according to the provincial guidelines set out as the best management practices for the PMRA. And this isn't what I discovered. What I discovered after talking to building owners is they've had pest control operators having these boxes there for years on end, and they actually don't have any idea of what kind of a rat problem they have. There's no way of measuring that. but I have discovered a way of measuring it, an exact number. There's a huge lack of awareness, including me. When I first discovered this rat, an owl, holding its beautiful body, I made a promise to it that I was going to, you know, do right by it, figure it out, what happened, what killed it. And so I have discovered a huge lack of awareness on individuals, you know, where to report a dead bird that they find, a dead crow. Also, many dead animals go unreported because the people I talk to, they said, oh, I saw a dead crow or whatever, I just throw it in my compost bin. Not even thinking that these could be super toxic animals and that they have died because of poisoning.
Just as we get into our final minute here, there's some good news on this front, at least in regard to Saanich Council.
Super exciting. A big thank you to Mayor Haynes, who has been a supporter of this since we found the first owl. I am applauding Councillor Ned Taylor and Colin Plant for bringing this notice of motion to the council on July 13th to ban rodenticides. We need them gone. They're not effective. Rats are becoming resistant to them. They're very dangerous. I'm super concerned about our environment. I am committed to working together with Mayor and Council to approach the province for also a request for the province-wide ban of anticoagulants. And there's much better solutions. I'm sorry I've run out of time to not share that.
All right.
Goodnature.ca. There's traps that actually count the rodents, where you can track the activity, but you can also, you're not attracting the rats in the meantime when you're trying to figure out whether or not you have a rat problem.
Right. July 13th, Deanna, is when Saanich Council looks at this proposal brought forward by Councillors Taylor and Plant and supported, at least in principle, by Mayor Haynes. I guess if folks are interested in seeing this push through, they should attend council in some means and show their support.
Write letters, and you can also call in. Please, we need your help.
Absolutely. Well, Deanna Pfeiffer, a director of the Friends of Kings Community Nature Space and a member of the Vancouver Island chapter of Owl Watch BC, we will definitely stay on top of this one, and we will be reaching out to you in the near future to follow up on this.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Josh. It's awesome.
No problem. Thank you for spending some time today on the CFAX Afternoon Show.